On University of Houston Clear Lake Week, there's always a place for stories in academia. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Andrea Baldwin, lecturer in communication, explains why storytelling is important in any field.
The Storytellers is a platform organization that serves to create in-house, student-led, original performance work. From its inception in 2016, the Storytellers have served to consistently create original or adapted pieces for presentation on campus and at nationally attended conferences and festivals. This story navigates narrative structure in medias res of how an institution recommits to performance studies after a long absence and the social therapeutic benefits that develop in the process. The university's downward expansion, reforming the school from only serving junior and seniors to a four-year institution, opened the institution for opportunities dependent on student interest and instructor investment to create self-sustaining programs on campus. This autoethnographic narrative marks the process of what it means to start anew with performance studies at an institution with limited resources, and how the challenges of grassroots resourcing lend itself to healing and rejuvenating an academic community after Hurricane Harvey and beyond. Performance at its rebirth at this institution lends itself to self-healing, the community, relying on galvanizing others, and incorporating many talents to make stake for the arts at a STEM institution. This organization's implementation into this STEM-heavy institution ultimately turns our institution from STEM to STEAM, adding the A for arts. Although we are not traveling this year, as the organization pivots to adjust to COVID-19, we adjust to a digital experience. The organization continues to adapt and evolve as we adjust to a pandemic experience.
That was Andrea Baldwin of the University of Houston Clear Lake. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.